It is 11:41. Some members of Congress are reacting with anger to Russia's decision to shatter the peace on the European continent. Among them is Maryland Democratic Senator Chris Van Hollen, who joins us live now. Senator, you have called for punishing sanctions levied against Russia. What do you want to hear from President Biden in this next hour when he addresses the nation?
Well, I'm glad that President Biden took the steps he already took against some of the Russian banks, especially the bank that is the, you know, financier to the Kremlin. But there are a lot more steps that we can take to ensure that Putin feels the full economic pain of sanctions. So that includes extending sanctions to other major Russian banks, cutting them off from the international financial system. The other major area is to block exports to Russia of sensitive technologies that they need, whether it's for their military or for whether it's for their oil and gas development or other industry. For example, semiconductors, but also other technologies. To be successful at that, we've got to work together, not only with our NATO allies, but with our allies like Japan, like Singapore, like Taiwan. But by working together, we can really impose very severe economic pain on Russia and Putin and his cronies.
Senator, some of your Republican colleagues in the Senate wanted tougher sanctions earlier, and they have criticized President Biden's initial response. Do you agree with critics who wanted stronger sanctions sooner?
No, I think the president is unrolling the sanctions just the right way. You know, you don't throw all your sanctions all at once if you're trying to deter Putin. The president was right from the beginning when he said we may not be successful at deterring Putin, but certainly even imposing all the sanctions up front clearly would not have prevented Putin from going forward. He made the decision some time ago. Our military was clear about that. President Biden was clear about that. But it was worth trying to use a combination of diplomacy and withholding some sanctions as a last-minute effort to try to influence his actions. But look, now he's taken the step, and we have to throw everything we've got at him in terms of sanctions.
So we're running out of time. So what should the U.S. do next? After imposing more sanctions, what's the next step?
Well, in addition to imposing that whole menu of sanctions I mentioned, we need to continue arming the Ukrainian military and the Ukrainian resistance, because we need to make sure that Putin does not successfully occupy Ukraine. It's a country of 40 million people. They don't want Putin and the Russian army there, and we need to make sure we're there to support them in expelling Putin, so that this is remembered ultimately as a huge miscalculation by Vladimir Putin.
Senator, we appreciate your time. Thanks for coming on, and we hope to speak with you again soon. That is Maryland Democratic Senator Chris Van Hollen.